tone, no need for sound. Saxophone plays so smooth and true. Feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time.
Hello there, this is Nofel and Christina coming for another episode with my wife, with my family.
Hello, there is Merry the Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Sretan Božić.
Joyeux Noël. Eid Milad Saïd.
Oh.
Bonne fête de fin d'année. Asgas Mbarki.
Oh, there's so many languages.
Yes.
Feliz Navidad.
House, we have at least like 17 and a half different languages.
The half one is the best one.
Yeah. And we felt that it was a little necessary for our family, for our little family, to come up with an episode where we stress a little bit, like why we actually love this season.
It's Christmas. It's magical. Lights are everywhere. Everybody's happy. Everybody's baking cookies and gaining weight. So, you know.
We love to gain weight in this season.
Of course. And it takes 5 years to take it off, but that's okay.
Of course, the new resolutions are always the first 15 days of January, but then we quit.
Yes.
And we keep the weight that we've gained during December.
What I love about this season is that, you know, coming to... up until Christmas, everybody's waiting for Christmas to come. Everybody's happy. Everybody's having parties and getting together and presents and vino and everything. But then also, I don't know how you feel about it, but I kind of get a little melancholic during Christmas Day, you know.
I do know. I kind of know why you get a little melancholic about it, because coming from Europe, it is totally different.
But of course, you miss your family. And, you know, we always talk about how things were back in the days. And we always kind of start remembering the way we usually spend Christmases
together. Yeah.
So it's not just me. I know everybody talks about it. You know, right. We get a little homesick and a little nostalgic. So
it is very important to mention that for this year, baby, you really have succeeded in one major thing, is that we didn't have any day off where we didn't meet with friends.
True.
We didn't do something. We had a great party, like party season, I'll
every
say
weekend
that it was spread,
yes,
through every single weekend we had. Now this year, compared to other years, Christmas season was a little shorter because it was a week shorter compared to last year, for example, because Thanksgiving this year was a little late.
Right. But also, we didn't go to Croatia this year, so we didn't really see my family, our family.
Yeah.
We didn't get to, you know, spend time with
the kids.
And my mom. So, yeah, we kind of missed that.
Yeah.
And we have to change the next
year. A couple days ago, you dropped the important word, I'm homesick now.
Oh, yes. That means we have to buy plane tickets
and
go.
Then 2 hours later, you texted me, you emailed me 3 different tickets.
Yep.
That's how we do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So how was it growing up? What do you remember? What was the culture? Because we just watched the movie, one of the beautiful movies, very cheesy. It's a Christmas movie.
But it's Christmas, you know, it's Hallmark. So, it's all about, you know, family. And like we said, cookies and getting together.
So if it's not a cheesy movie during the Christmas
you
time,
need those kind of movies
absolutely.
During Christmas, yes.
And it was on on Max. So we did watch that movie.
And we watched a couple of them yesterday, Hallmark movies. And, you know, it's something you have to do during this time, you know. And then what I love about us this year, actually, we did something we've never done before. And we watched actually 2 classic movies within the last couple of weeks, right?
Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life,
And then yesterday we watched Miracle on the 34th Street. You never watched that one
before,
I've never watched
it before, and it was...
It was amazing.
It was amazing. And how actors were just beautiful.
Yeah, they knew how to act. I mean, they know how to act nowadays. But
it wasn't really cheap. I mean, Santa Claus and like going to court and like, first of all, like, making it, like, super fast, and just the hearing is the next day, and...
Right. It would never happen.
Will never happen.
Of course, but that's the beauty of it, you know?
But to get back to the cheesy movie we watched on Max, I don't even remember, and we just finished it a couple hours ago, and I don't even remember the name of it. So they talked about something super important, is what is your Christmas culture?
Yeah.
And... it is different from a person to another, from a culture, from a like a
country,
background,
yeah,
to another.
Everything.
And it comes in different languages, yeah, of course, and it comes in different forms and shapes.
I remember growing up, lots of snow usually around Christmas time, but that was back in the days. I also remember on Christmas Eve, we would call it Badniak. Mm-hmm. We would bring in the Christmas tree, so we would decorate it actually on Christmas Eve, and my mom still does that, because that's one of those traditions people do back at home. So, yeah, decorating Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, and eating fish. So very.
What kind of fish?
I have no idea, but any kind of a fish. So we grew up by the river, so it would always be a river fish.
Okay.
Shad-an, I don't know how you call them, but yeah. And then getting ready and going to a midnight mass. So it was always at midnight. And it was something so magical about it. You know, we would walk to the church and it was nighttime and dark. And you could see the lights and you could see the stars, you know, and every house was decorated differently. And, you know, you would get together with people that you lived next by, and, you know, you would all walk next to each other to the church. And then after the mass, we would always get together downstairs, you know, for some kuhano vino, like cooked red wine or, you know, something.
Yeah. So how would you make that kuhano vino?
Oh my gosh, the best thing
wine.
Ever, right? It's a hot wine.
Yeah. We just had an American couple last week. Shout out to Jeff and...
Luan.
And he was like, how did you make this?
Yeah, they loved it. So what I do is get the cheapest
or Tabuk chuck.
Get red wine that you would never ever drink.
Yes. Yeah.
So put the whole bottle in a pan and add half a bottle of water, add some sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, and what else? There is one more thing. Cloves.
Yes.
Yes, and mix it together. So they were asking me, how much did you put sugar? How much did you do that? I'm like, I don't know. Eyeball it. Taste it.
Right,
if you don't think it's, you know, good, add more. You know, don't add too much.
Just eyeball it. If you like sweet drinks, just add more sugar.
Add more sugar.
I wouldn't recommend it because
it's sweet enough as is.
Not, like, not too sweet. Cinnamon,
and
you can go as many as,
yes,
much as you want.
You cannot go wrong with cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Yes. Nutmeg and cloves.
Right.
I love cloves. You can put whole cloves if you like that. I don't have them at the moment, so I just used the powder and it was perfect. So just mix it and let it boil. And once it boils, that's it. There you go. It's the best drink ever.
And that is in every single house, every single Christmas market.
Everywhere, yeah. So you can use red wine, you can use white wine, it really depends, whatever, you know, your preferences are. So, you know, growing up in Croatia or in Europe in general, during Christmas time, there are Christmas markets. Something, oh my gosh, magical. And every city has them, every bigger place has them. You know, they sell handmade stuff. Lots of cooked wine, lots of
sausages.
You cannot go wrong with sausages in Europe. So, you know, it's a place to go to. So it's for a month, and every weekend we would go and, I don't know, go to Budapest for 2 days, or go to Austria, Vienna for a couple of days, and then go to Salzburg. I mean, you cannot go wrong anywhere you go during Christmas time in Europe. You know, if you haven't been, please go. Check it out.
Yeah.
You will love them.
And you just mentioned like a few cities. Like, I mean, Zagreb is very known.
Yes.
And you said Vienna.
Yes.
Super good. It is very important to mention that where you come from It is very close to the borders of Slovenia.
Right. Hungary, Austria.
And Hungary.
Yeah, so,
it's
close.
From one of the hills right next, like close to your house, where you grew up, like 10 minutes away from where you grew up. Literally, if you go up in the hill, you can see from one side Hungary. The other side, you can see Slovenia.
You can see Austria.
If you drive for an hour and a half or 2 hours, you're in Vienna.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost three hours, you're in Budapest.
Yeah.
Maribor was what? An hour.
An hour and 20 minutes.
45 minutes to Zagreb. But now, in America, what is 45 hours is not a 45 minute drive
in
Europe.
Isn't that funny? We just talked about it yesterday. I talked to a friend of mine that I haven't talked to in a while. And I told him that, you know, the other day I just drove to DC. It took me an hour and a half and it's okay. I drove and, you know, it took me another hour to come back home. And it was not a problem to actually go and do that. Back at home, you know, it would never happen. Let's go to Zagreb. And we'd be like, oh, heck no. I don't want to drive all the way to Zagreb. And it's not even an hour away. So, you know, it's a perception that we have and just the way we are and the way we, I don't know, as you grow older, things matter more or they matter less. So it really depends.
Yeah. But we would drive it.
And that's the beauty.
You and I, we have this ability to just sit in the car and drive like 4 hours to get wherever we want to go. Like we wanted to go to Maine. We made it happen.
Oh my gosh, I know.
We wanted to go to Canada. We made that happen. We drove to Florida in like 3 days because we didn't want to change the tags.
Now, we were crazy.
In the last 5 years, we've had... Before we move to our last five Christmas, I want to talk about, because we've been to Christmas markets here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so different from anything that we've seen before, because we've seen Christmas markets in other countries.
Right. We were in D.C. just a couple of days ago.
DC,
yeah.
And before that, a couple of years ago, we went to the Baltimore one.
Right.
Very nice. The Baltimore one is very cute. Very nice. It was very, very cold. But that we can't blame it on Baltimore.
No. It's supposed to be cold. It's winter.
And they had hot wine, which is amazing. They had sausages. Great. We had a lot of fun, actually, in Baltimore than we had
in
D.C.
Yeah.
So we went to the Chinatown one.
Yeah, in D.C.
Mm-hmm. And they had a hot chocolate. For $9.
The cheapest one, yeah. The more expensive one was way more.
I'm like, okay, we can afford $9.
Yeah,
anything.
It's not about that.
But a hot chocolate, is it like the first question that you looked at me, you're like, where is it from? Like North Pole? Santa Claus
is there
made
any
it?
Gold in it or something?
Is it a Santa Claus brand? But this is holidays in the U.S. versus holidays in Europe.
But I hear where you're going with that, but also everything is very expensive in Europe. My mom...
No, I'm not talking about like having it expensive. I'm not talking about like the cost of it. I'm talking about like...
Experiences.
The experience that when you go to a Christmas market in Europe, you can sit down, you can have... I mean, it's going to be expensive. But there won't be lines for a hot chocolate
right.
or lines for
vino.
Food. Like, you'll have multiple stands because it's a lot bigger.
Yes, way bigger. Yeah, the whole city is a market.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll have multiple stands, not just one stand for hot chocolate and then the other one is on the other side. You'll have a lot small stands. It's not going to cost $9.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people don't get paid in Europe the way we get paid here. Not as much, and not as often. It's biweekly in the U.S. versus once
monthly.
A month.
Yeah,
and it's a different lifestyle here compared to the European style.
Yeah, and we were just talking about it. How much people actually spend here?
Yeah, well, we looked it up, and on average, it is to certain people a week worth of work.
Yeah.
It is on average $902 for the holidays. Yes.
Wow.
We are spenders here in the US versus in Europe. People are spending during Christmas time, but the way it's perceived and the way it's lived and the culture here and the customs here in the U.S. are totally different from the European ones. It's business turned, promotional turned season here in the U.S. versus rather than mostly like gathering and all of that in Europe. And it goes back centuries.
Right. But also, when you think about it, in August, you go to, I don't know, Michael's or places like that, right? And they already have Christmas decorations.
I love that. It's all, it's about the decoration. It's about lights and all of that outside. And we did it this year. We have
But we didn't
inside
have it
and outside.
August.
We didn't have it in August. I don't think. In August, you'll have Halloween. I'm sorry.
You know, it's still Halloween. Have summer and then fall. And then you can talk about turkey.
Live the season. Live the season you're in.
So, but what we are trying to say is that people are spenders here and they love spending. And it's all about.
We do it too, baby.
I know. It's all about profit and making money and buying, selling, buying, buying, buying. I mean, when you think about it, just look around where we live. We have so much stuff in our house.
It's our way of living now. Like here, it's our culture here in the U.S.
Yeah. Things and stuff. Yeah. It's all about that.
Gathering. Not hoarding per se. We're not hoarders. We love to have things.
Yeah, that's the thing. Things. It's all about the things. But anyways, going back to tradition and the way we would spend our Christmases back in the days. You know, like I said, we would go to Christmas mass and then, you know, there are years and then there are years. Like some years we would just, the whole family would come home and then we would have something to eat, something to drink, and maybe open the presents. There were years, I remember, when the whole gang of friends came over and, you know, there would be a party up until, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, every year was different. And then when I was in my teenage years, you know, we would not hang out with our parents, but we would go out or on our own and party. So, you know, every year had its own way of doing stuff. So, you know, we had great Christmases, family. It was all about that. And then on Christmas Day, you know, we would also go to church and then have lunch together and then just be, we like to say, from couch to sofa, from sofa to kitchen, back
running
to
errands.
Couch, running
so
errands,
errands,
so many errands. So, you know, kitchen was always the place to go to.
Yeah,
and then
where
coming back.
Just for it to eat. And,
yeah,
and there's
always about that.
Something made and.
Yeah.
More gemisht. Gemisht, it is. Can you explain what gemisht is for?
Gemisht is half a wine, white wine, and.
A bland, preferably.
Yes. And mineral water.
Although it is really good with Pinot Grigio, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
super
it tastes, you know, whatever your taste buds are. So
yeah.
It really depends.
See, for me, it was different.
Yeah. Tell us
Christmas,
how it was for you.
For Christmas. I mean, you know how I grew up.
Yeah.
It is party all the time. I don't remember when I was young, but like very young, but like starting 14, 15, 16, I will always go out either with my cousins, my friends, or my family to restaurants and just club. Because Morocco is a predominantly Muslim country.
Right.
So Christmas isn't about Christmas time. It's mostly just like following what Europe does or what America does.
Yeah.
In my case, I really grew up in a household where it was a bicultural household where I've learned how to speak French way early in my life, like my youth, probably I speak a better French than Arabic, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So we did everything that like a French family would do. So we'll have dinner, but not at home. So we will go out. We will, if you ask my mom, what do you want to make for Christmas? She'll probably say a reservation. She'll make a reservation somewhere. But we will go and we'll have drinks together. And
like the family dinner.
Yeah, a family dinner. But afterwards, like family, like breaks, like the elders
everybody
will go home
go,
and then the
yeah.
youngsters will go out to nightclubs because we knew nightclub owners and we knew all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
So,
but did you guys have like Christmas tree?
No. I did have a Christmas tree in my last year in Morocco.
but like a family when growing up?
No, you guys didn't have that.
Did you guys ever like exchanged gifts or anything?
No, we didn't have that. Yeah. And even in Europe, like when I spent Christmas in Europe, I didn't see people like really exchanging gifts the way it is here in the U.S.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I didn't grow up getting a lot of gifts. Like I did not have many gifts in my life.
Right.
So that's why I really feel a little weird when I receive something like yesterday. What you did when you surprised me.
Yeah.
That was a nice thing. Just saying.
We're not gonna disclose.
No.
It's nothing. It's very nice. Nothing like nasty. Okay, great. But I don't know how to react when I get a when I get a gift.
Yeah. I'm well, like, the thing is, you also you have to understand that you grew up where you could go and afford
and
to
get anything,
whatever you needed or wanted,
right,
or stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
We did not as much. Right. I mean, yes, but there were also time when you know you depended on. You know, in Europe, there is this thing called the 13th paycheck. Like, you would get paid once a month.
A bonus.
So you would have 12 paychecks, right? But some companies would give the 13th one during the Christmas time. So that was always a big bonus for my family, you know, being able to afford to buy something extra for the holidays.
Right, right. And everybody's looking forward to that 13th.
Of course. Oh, my gosh. Month. Imagine, you know, getting an extra paycheck, especially when you're trying to have parties,
right,
and people
right.
over and all of that.
And a lot of kids sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I will say that I wouldn't mind being now in Europe and recording this one.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to do that maybe next year.
Yes.
We keep on saying that.
I hope
but
so. It's a little hard. It's a little hard in my... And where
your
I
your line of work, I know.
My line of work would be hard to take off during Christmas time because it's our busy season, and that we can talk about that. Like the way people shop.
It's all business, huh?
In Christmas time, I feel like sometimes there is some extra stress that we add to ourselves.
Unnecessary, huh?
Unnecessarily, and we end up actually sometimes bullying each other. Instead of being close to each other.
Yeah. But then again, you and I don't understand in a way, maybe, because we don't have kids.
We did not grow up in like this. And so many things that we can sit down here and find excuses for some people. We shouldn't.
No. Yeah.
If someone does something that's silly, I think it's not us, it's them. And if... we try to, like, in general, like, I will say that it is Christmas season. It is bright outside.
Yeah.
Let's bring light in the darkness.
Light and love and joy and happiness.
Yeah. Lights everywhere.
Into all of this, yeah.
And that's what I love about this season.
Yeah. And what I love about you and me, what we're doing, like, we don't have many traditions or anything. Like, you know, yesterday and today, we just watched movies. And even though we did go to the church...
Mm-hmm.
This morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. We didn't do that last year, but we'll try to be better.
Yeah.
What we do try to do every year is...
Shout out to Jesus Christ.
We try to go to Frederick.
Every year now.
Every year. Around Christmas time, we try to do Frederick.
And they have a sweet, sweet spot in that little downtown in there.
It's adorable. So if you haven't been to Frederick, please go.
Especially
do yourself
Christmas.
A favor.
Yes.
Go and enjoy a little downtown and the lights and the shops and the water. And oh my gosh, it's just so cute and picturesque. And people are just so lovely. And they have tons of little shops.
And there's a really good shop where
we got your
purse.
So what we ended up doing is we were just walking around. You know, enjoying the lights and the displays in the windows.
It was cold.
It was cold, but it was just so cute. And so there was this little shop. We didn't even see it before. And he was like, oh, look at those purses. Let's go in. So I just dragged him in, right?
I didn't say it. You said it. Oh, look at those purses. You said it. No, I didn't say it. You said
it. Well, excuse me.
I wouldn't say those kind of things.
So
I'm like,
we walked
in.
And the lady was just so adorable and so sweet. Yeah. So she was like, oh my gosh, you guys are perfect. And we were hugging like we were best friends. Oh my gosh. It's, you know, it's the season and people are so happy and friendly and lovable.
And it was great quality too.
Oh my gosh. And of course, I got a purse and we got some chocolate and she was hugging us. Yeah. So I don't know if you're in Frederick, just go and see her. It's called NJS Gifts.
NJS Gifts.
Yes. And it's on the 23rd South Market Street in Frederick.
She was so sweet.
Go and see her. She's adorable. Ugh. I hope you can experience what we did with her.
She was great. We love it there just because also there is this Irish pub that I like.
And you were gonna go there.
I know. I have no idea how it's called.
Every time we go there, we have
to stop and get a beer.
Yeah, we have to go and get his beer because that's the only place that has Kilkenny beer, and he loves Kilkenny beer.
That's one of my favorite beers. It's Kilkenny.
Yeah.
And you lived in Kilkenny.
Which is so funny, right? So there's a little town in Ireland that I stayed for 3 months.
Were you there for Christmas?
No, actually, I was there for St. Patty's Day. And let me tell you, they can party, especially around St. Patty's Days. Oh my gosh, by noon, everybody was so drunk, so wasted.
But that's a regular Wednesday in Croatia.
No, but this is like Ireland. Why? It was funny. Anyways, back to Frederick and holidays. Okay. You know, we love to do those kind of things and just drive around the neighborhoods. And seeing the lights and the way people decorate their house and homes, and it's just adorable.
Right. And even the businesses, they all decorate really well. The lights are...
The display is amazing. Yeah. And I don't think it's so good in Europe. I think it's way better
over here.
The decorations.
Decorations are amazing in here. Mm-hmm. And people really go beyond that. I was driving last time and I stopped at a stoplight and I saw a little sign that said... We can put the lights. This is what I love about this country is that every single opportunity that you see, every single service that can be provided is there.
Yeah.
Like there are people that can actually set up your lights
in our house.
And right after that, I'm sure you'll see signs that we can take down those lights.
Of course.
Yeah, this, people, there is a service for anything.
Yeah,
like, hey, I need to... brush my teeth at night. Well, there's a sign for it.
It's business for everything.
If you need to brush your teeth every night, we can schedule that for you, especially during Christmas time.
You're busy
eating chocolate.
Speaking of chocolate, I don't want to talk about that.
All right, go ahead. And we got a lot of gifts, and we opened our pantry, and it's all. Sweet.
Oh my gosh,
and crackers and snacks and those are the gifts that we exchange with our friends. Like we go to their place and we bring something and they come to our place and we've had how many parties? Like we had 3 weeks in this season, I think, or 4 weeks now. 3 weeks. And in 3 weeks, every weekend we had a party.
Yeah, it started Thanksgiving.
Started from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Up until here, we had parties.
You know, and then January is going to happen and February, and everybody's going to stay at home, not go anywhere, do nothing. So might as well just enjoy it.
Yeah. And we are enjoying it even when we stay at home.
Yeah.
We do have our coziness.
Yeah.
And I think I already talked about it in one of the previous episodes where we set up ourselves, especially like this season now, coming January. This is the time when
you stay at home and watch TV, and that's all you do.
And run errands couch to another.
And upstairs to the kitchen, and that's it.
Yeah.
I know. So I'm looking into our photos and...
Oh, yeah, the last 5 years.
Well, not just last five. I'm like, okay, what did we do this year? Uh-huh. Did we go anywhere? Did we do anything? Because not so much happened.
Yeah, we didn't go anywhere this year. We didn't do much.
Wait. I'm sure we're going to find something.
I do remember we went to Washington, Idaho, Montana.
Oh, yeah.
In Oregon, we went to Canada.
Okay, let's start with... So we went to Washington State and we stayed there... We stayed there for 10 days. We did Washington State. We did Idaho. We did
Montana.
We did Montana.
Oregon.
So we did a lot of those things. So we flew over there. We rented a car and we did how many?
2,600 miles.
2,600 miles. So yeah. So we did that.
And it smells like stinky feet when we
returned the car. Oh my gosh, poor car.
It did feel...
I know. So that's what we did that in April. And then in June, we actually sat in our car and we decided to drive to Montreal.
See my friend.
Yeah. So we were there for a couple of days.
I mean, in LDR... Pregnant.
Having a baby, yeah. I know.
It's amazing.
So, and then I became a citizen.
Oh, yeah. And there
so
is
that
a
was
funny
a thing.
And there is a funny story about that. I'll let you say it.
It's funny about it. Oh, yeah. Oh. So that was in August. I became a citizen. In September, they sent me a... Funny, I know. They sent me a letter for jury duty.
Yes.
So I did jury duty.
Yeah,
I mean, were
task.
They waiting for me?
Your first task. They're like, all right, she is a citizen.
I know. And then actually, we went to New York. It was just a 2-day trip for holiday. I completely forgot.
We went to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. And then our friends came from England. They stayed with us for a couple of weeks and we took them to Atlantic City, which was such a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up going to Cape May and that was so adorable. You see, maybe that's something we should do maybe next year for Christmas, during Christmas time.
You don't want to do Europe?
Well, yeah, obviously, but...
Yeah, I want to do Europe.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Okay, maybe some other time we can go and see Cape May during Christmas time. Okay, so that was it.
We did Cape May, we did Atlantic City.
What we did this year.
That's it. For some people, it's a lot.
I know. Well, it is.
Yeah. So
it's a lot. We did a lot.
Yeah, when you
even
say
though
that's
we keep
it,
on saying we don't do anything.
Yeah, we're grateful for that. Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, compared to previous years...
Yeah.
We didn't sit our tushy. Yeah, like we were everywhere all at once. This year we decided not to do anything. We took it a little easy because last year we went overseas twice.
Yes.
This year is none.
None.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, I don't know if you can count Canada as overseas. I mean, it is overseas.
But it's not sea.
There is no sea. It's just an ocean.
Well, there is nothing in between here and Canada.
I know.
There
are only oceans around us here, so overseas. Well, we've never went overseas.
Well, when you
over
go to
ocean,
when you go to Europe, you do go overseas. So that's what it is.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Anyways, this year we did travel a lot, but not as much as we did before. So we are kind of slowing down a little bit, maybe enjoying ourselves in the house more, you know, focusing on other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is not bad.
We're getting tired very faster too. So we get tired very, very fast. I remember we used to drive like everywhere and do everything like every single weekend, like we day trips.
Yeah, we did a lot of those.
We're
still doing them, but
not as much. Yeah.
I mean, we did go to
Gettysburg,
and we went for after Thanksgiving. We went to
Gettysburg.
We went to the lake. What's it called?
Deep Creek Lake.
So you know, little day trips here and there, but nothing major. But even that, you know, I know a lot of people, when I talk to them, what did you do over the weekend? Oh, nothing. I just stay in the house. You know, and as I'm getting older, staying in the house is okay. Nothing's wrong with that. Doing nothing in your house
and
is
slowly,
okay.
Doing nothing know? And very, very slowly.
Very slowly. Enjoying your backyard, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sitting here and watching a silly Hallmark movie is okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing's wrong with that. I mean, you know, you'll get there. You'll see. You'll get there.
Oh my gosh, you have to say those kind of things.
It's not about, you know, age or anything, but, you know, it's okay not to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
It took me forever to realize that because I always thought, oh my gosh, I always have to do something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I got to be somewhere at some point. Yes. If I sit down, it's wrong.
What am I doing? Yeah, I'm wasting my day if I don't do something.
What am I learning? Yes. This is not good.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you wasted your day. No, I've gained some time.
Peace of mind, no stress. Or something, yeah.
Because I can just put you right now on 695 and with the crazy drivers that we have around here, then you stress before you even get to your destination. So sometimes it's just okay.
And I read a lot of books.
I am, what I'm grateful to, like the one thing that we do every December now, we get with our neighbors that are our close friends.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for the way this last year's have been set up for us to really
connect with them,
connect with other people that are right next to us. Although I will say, like, we get really, really, like, we party a lot, we drink a lot, we have, and so after that our commute is just so bad.
Oh my gosh, I know. Going upstairs or downstairs?
Going upstairs or downstairs. And I'm so sorry for them, but they have a longer commute because they have to get out of the door, walk like down the stairs, and then walk 10 steps and make again go up the stairs.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Say so bad.
You're funny.
So bad. We have many friends, and sometimes we feel that we don't.
I know.
Because the year is 365 days, and we sometimes think that we do have to see them at all times. Yeah. And if we don't, like, we're really alone. Sometimes it's okay to be by yourself.
Yeah.
And we always have December, the month of December, to remind us that we do have a lot of friends.
Yeah. Party!
Yes.
I know.
And friends not just from work, for example, mostly and mainly not from work. I'm grateful for the friends I have at work, but I'm also grateful for the friends that I don't have at work They're outside of work. When we get together, it is rarely, and most importantly, with most of my friends that I've met at my work, we don't talk about
work.
What we do.
Yeah.
We most of the time, like sometimes here and there, if there is something that bothers you, you just want to say it.
Vent
about it to someone who would understand. But the most important thing is that, like, we break, like, there is a place that afford for your life, for the life that you want, and there is the place that you work hard to actually get to.
Yeah.
And Christmas time, we love it because we get to get with the people that we love.
Yeah,
enjoy since them. Our families are far away.
Yeah,
and it's very important to mention that you're my only family in the U.S.
Yeah,
I same have way. Nobody else.
Same way about
same
you.
Same for you. Mm-hmm. Our families are overseas, literally overseas.
On the other side.
Not Canada.
Okay, there are some family Mexico. And friends in Canada.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. We do have family and friends in Canada.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, enjoy yourself. Enjoy your time. It's Christmas, you know, New Year's coming. Make some nice decisions about yourself and your family. What are you going to do this coming year? You know, what are your plans? Enjoy this time, love each other, go and travel, go and see little places you haven't been around here.
Be open to
explore new things.
Learn new things.
Yes. Try Kuhanovino, try cooked wine.
Yes. Christina's cooked wine is the best I've ever had.
Try something new.
And I have it at home. Thank God we have Tubuk Chuck that now is for $4.29.
But it's still Tubuk Chuck.
It's a double Tubuk Chuck.
It's not double, glass.
It's the same glass, same bottle. Like, it contains the same liquid.
Amount,
Same amount, not even a liter.
Yeah.
And $4.29, well, it's completely normal. Arizona tea, we have been around for a long time for 99 cents. And lately, it was because of COVID. It went up to a dollar something, and I think they just brought it back.
To 99 cents?
I've never bought it. I've never bought it.
I did, when it was 99 cents.
Yeah. Looking forward to this year.
Yeah, me too.
I will say that, in the last 5 years, we've seen multiple ways, and we've celebrated different Christmases.
Yeah.
2019.
Oh my gosh, in Florida with my family, my parents.
Cedo and Seca.
Yeah.
And we were in St. Augustine. We went to, and on the 25th, we were in Melbourne Beach.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from there, we went to Cocoa Beach. And it was the beach every single week with them.
Mm-hmm.
2020.
Yeah, COVID happened, so nothing much.
We came back here, no?
Yeah.
Yes, we came. We were here, and we lived in Colombia at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent it just at home because there wasn't much you can do.
Yeah.
2021, I was sick. I got COVID. I was in this basement.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say that Christina was so...
Oh yeah.
You were so aggressive with like, no, you're not. It is. I will say that you
social got distancing.
Very. You got very sick when you had COVID. I've only had it 4 times now.
Okay, you have nothing to say. Okay, look at this basement. You had everything. You had the shower.
We didn't have this sofa, by the way. If I had this sofa, I couldn't care less.
But you did have a mattress. I had TV. You had everything.
I was set for success.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, but I didn't have a way out. I'm like, can I just have a hug? You're like, no.
That's
5 days.
Oh my gosh,
and she followed what
that.
The CDC said. By the letter. I love you.
Well, that's why, you know, I only had it twice. Thank God you had it so many times.
So many times. I'm sure I've had it a couple times that I did not really count because I didn't find like they called me from CNN to be one of the anchors.
Serious.
Like, hey.
Okay, so what did we do the year after?
2022?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, let's look it up.
Probably nothing. We were probably here, parties and all of that.
Let's look it up.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. But we went to Frederick in every...
Of course.
Like 2021. No, not 2021. 2022, we went to Frederick.
I'm sure we'll find something. But I don't think we did anything, so...
Yeah, nothing really... I'm sure we're going to find something. You're going to find something.
2022. We're talking about 2022, right?
Yeah. We went to the Baltimore for the season. We went to the Baltimore. What I'm looking here, I'm looking at December 31st. And we spent it with Angela and Mardo for
Charlene's
birthday. Yeah.
It was her 16th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm looking at that. That's it. We didn't do anything. We just stayed here. Yeah, I see the photos. We took Christmas photos upstairs in our Grinch sweaters. We did end up going to Annapolis for Christmas. That Irish place, they had Christmas.
Right, Ram's Head. They have on stage.
Yeah.
They had an Irish
Christmas music.
We did that. Yeah.
We did that. So that was our Christmas thing. Because that year my father passed.
Right. It was a little harder.
So it was a little harder.
Yeah.
So we didn't do much. Yeah.
It was hard to celebrate anything.
Yeah.
Even though like his life is worth celebrating.
Of course, it's very hard for you, you know.
Right.
When somebody like that passes that
right.
To
And 2023, which was last year, do you remember what we did?
So, yes, we went to our friend's house on Christmas Eve in Damascus, remember?
In Damascus. In Syria?
No, here.
In Maryland.
Maryland. Yes, and that's it. I mean, I'm sure we had a couple of parties here in the house also.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, it was fun. And then on New Year's Eve, all the neighborhood got together here in this basement, and that's how we celebrated.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
I think we're going to do the same thing here this year.
We have to. We have to. I'm going to call them right after now, and I'll get them here today.
No, not today, but New Year's Day. We can do that on New Year's Eve, actually. Yeah. So, you know, it's Christmas.
So, yeah, we spent it with, last year we spent it with Stephanie and her family, which was really good. I got to make my famous couscous. Name's so good. Like, the food's so good, they named it twice. Name's so good, couscous. They food it twice.
Oh, wow. So cheesy. Oh, my God. Yeah. Cheers to that.
Cheers, baby. Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I think it's there's a reason why we love this season. It brings us together. It gets everything that we love, like any activity that we love to do, like getting with other people, making food for others, making others make us food, and bringing us drinks, and we bring drinks to people, and we just meet them to say just hello, how you been? And sometimes it's okay to remind people to just stop.
Yeah.
Smell the roses. Pick up your phone. Call your best friend.
Yeah.
Call your family. Call your friends.
Yeah.
Especially when they're your family.
Yeah. Exactly. So, again, Merry Christmas. Sretan Božić.
Joyeux Noël. Eid Milad Saïd. Asgas Mbarki. To everyone.
To everyone. Bye-bye.
Till the next time. This was Christina.
And Nofel.
From the cellar. Goodbye, everybody.
In the cellar we gather round, stories told, no need for sound. Saxophone plays so smooth and true, feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time, hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme. Down below in our quiet space, find your voice in this safe place. Sell a talk.